We can now look at a general model for introducing new language, which gives an overall picture of the procedure. All the examples we're going to show in 6.5 follow this model to some degree. The model has five components: lead-in, elicitation, explanation, accurate reproduction, and immediate creativity. During the lead-in, the context is introduced and the meaning or use of the new language is demonstrated. This is the stage at which students may hear or see some language, including the new language, and during which students may become aware of certain key concepts. The key concepts are those pieces of information about the context that are vital if students are to understand the context and thus the meaning and use of the new language. If we are introducing a dialogue in which a visitor to a town is asking for directions from a local resident, it'll be necessary for the students to understand that 1. The speaker is a stranger. 2. He doesn't know where something is. And 3. He's talking to someone who lives in the town.